Triple M Alpha Breakfast right across the southwest. And you may have heard about this, but WA's biggest tourism lobby group is actually calling for a crackdown on Airbnbs and those kind of house sharing places to push a ban for the use of residential properties for tourist accommodation unless someone is living there. Long story short, they can't just lease out the house if it's empty. That's what they're trying to do anyway. And I've got Amanda Walker on the line, the director at WA Homestay. How are you, Amanda?
I'm really well, Alan. Thanks for having me.
Now, your business model, it's very similar, I imagine, to what Airbnb is. People can lease out rooms, they can lease out the whole place as a way of a holiday accommodation.
Yeah, correct. Look, we kind of stay away from the room share side of things. It's more focusing on the holiday homes, bed and breakfasts, those kind of accommodation types. Mm-hmm. But yes, similar kind of booking platform.
Now, I think the main reason why they're trying to do it is the amount of money that's being made from these things, and the government's not getting a good chunk of it in taxes, so that's one way they're doing it. And also, there's a few hoops that people that are like hotels and motels have to jump through that these sort of places don't have to do.
Yeah, that's right. And look, to be honest, I'm a member of the Tourism Council of WA myself. So when Evan was speaking to the committee about banning holiday homes, I was a little bit surprised. I understand when he was pushed, he kind of focused on the ability of developers to build a residential, say, a residential block of apartments and then switch to an Airbnb-type platform and rent it out as short-term accommodation and bypass all the building code regulations that would have to go into a standard tourism building. Mm. Now, granted, you don't want that going on. There is a number of reasons why that makes sense to not allow that to occur. However, throwing a blanket ban over all the holiday homes, it seems extreme. And to be honest, I'm a little bit shocked that the Tourism Council of WA would want to limit accommodation choices for tourists.
What about like hotel, motel operators? Like, because they're obviously going, hey, this isn't really fair. The amount of cost that they have to put into it, the amount of, there's all the rules and regulations they have to do. And a lot of those don't really apply to these sort of things.
Yes, and that is true. But if you are a registered holiday home, which is the only ones we allow to list on our platform, mm-hmm. you still have to register with the local councils, and they go through their checks and balances to make sure that the house is adequate for short-term accommodation as far as their local council goes. So stuff like the Shire of Margaret River, a large bushfire concern, so they may make sure that those houses are bushfire ready and yeah. able to take that on. So, you know, yes, unregistered holiday homes that list don't have to, go through any of these issues. But registered holiday homes do have to pass certain things to make sure that they're okay for short-term use.
So what are we thinking for the future? Is this going to be like almost like the Uber taxi scenario where we see Ubers are now slowly but surely the ride-sharing option is being more preferred over the taxis to the point where taxis are really, really struggling? Is it going to be the same kind of deal for hotels and motel operators?
Well, I think that's the key, and a lot of registered accommodation providers like the bed and breakfast and the farm stays, and not just the big hotel chains, are struggling against the rise in unregistered holiday homes. But I think there has to be a balance. I don't think you can just say ban all holiday homes, because then you're taking away that ability to share common living space with extended family, with groups of friends that a lot of people love to do. I mean, I myself love the holiday home option, regardless of my business interest.
Yeah. Amanda, thank you so much for the chat today.
Thank you, Alan.
Amanda Walker there from WA Homestay. Just a different side on the argument, but, this is an issue that is not going away anytime soon.